Mapping the brain activity underlying the discovery of Gödel's incompleteness theorem would reveal little with respect to its mathematical content. By virtue of this cardinal difference, psyche cannot be reduced to physis. Nevertheless, psyche and physis represent complementary aspects of the same underlying principle. Neither can be entirely discounted in favor of the other. As already noted, the findings from studies of NDEers, and in particular the case of Pam Reynolds, suggest that mind and consciousness can continue when clinical criteria of death have been reached and the brain no longer functions. These findings also indicate that RSMEs can occur when the brain is not functioning. Such findings lead me to posit that the transformative power of RSMEs arises from an encounter with an objectively real spiritual force that exists independently from the individuals who have the experience. This conclusion is compatible with William James's hypothesis that the brain does not generate, but transmits and expresses mental processes and/or events. From this perspective, the brain can be compared with a television receiver that translates electromagnetic waves, which exist apart from the TV receiver, into picture and sound. Along similar lines, Henri Bergson and Aldous Huxley have proposed that our brains do not produce mind and consciousness, but rather act as reducing valves, allowing us the experience of only a narrow portion of perceivable reality. This outlook implies that the brain normally limits our experience of the spiritual world. In keeping with this view, the results of our neuroimaging studies conducted with Carmelite nuns suggest that neuroelectric, neurochemical, and neurometabolic changes are necessary for an RSME to take place. A non-materialist view. In this last section of this final chapter, I want to present very briefly key elements of a non-materialist view of mind, consciousness, self, and RSMEs. This personal view, which strongly rejects the extreme version of the materialist doctrine that humans are biological automatons, meat puppets, controlled by their genes and neurons, is based not only on the findings of various scientific disciplines, some of which are presented in this book, but also on a series of mystical experiences that I have had since my childhood. Some of these experiences have included states that psychiatrist Richard Maurice Buck has called cosmic consciousness.